This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, Dr. Bitar, I gotta start with a follow-up from last hour. You would have enjoyed Lori Gregory and what she's revealing by going through the data the government releases every year on vaccine injury payouts through the unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court. And just stunning revelations, including 1,000% increase in payouts due to flu vaccine injury and death. And this is across the board, from infants to old folks and pregnant women in between. 1,000% year over year, yet no media outlet has touched it. No broadcast media outlet anywhere has touched that. And that's something delivered to the president of the Senate every year. That would be Joe Biden at this point. So it's not like it's hidden. It's hidden in plain sight, and no broadcast journalist would dare read it aloud if they want to work in mainstream media one day longer.
So tenfold increase in the flu vaccine, but it's not just flu vaccine in adults. It's all the way across the board, children all the way up to adults.
Right, correct. And around 5 million payout in 2014, over 60 million. Over 60 million. That's like 11 times the amount almost, 10 and a half times the amount as far as dollars in that regard. And there's other things that are going to be released a little later this evening that we'll link to at robertscottbell.com. And you're going to find it very intriguing, Dr. Bitar, because, there are two things. One, we both know vaccine injury is on the increase, not the decrease, especially since they keep expanding, the childhood schedule. And they want to expand it to adults as well. That's one thing. The second thing is that consciousness is shifting. They can no longer hide this. We've talked about consciousness shift. Here it is in evidence. A lot of scandals are coming out, horrific, horrible scandals involved who? Highest levels of government, highest levels of global corporations, highest levels of broadcast media of the mainstream variety.
Yeah, that's it's a amazing component to understand that there's a, if it's gone from 5 million to 60 million, then that's a 12-factor increase from 5 to 60.
Yes.
But, that's statistics that should be the front page of every major newspaper on the planet. And yet, and people, of course, it's not a surprise, though, Robert.
No.
We know that mainstream does not cover these type of things because they're just too controversial. I think the very first podcast for our Medical Secrets audio series, which they average about 5 to 8 minutes long each, is an interview that you hear between a syndicated writer for Times Magazine and myself. And on during this interview, which was being recorded, obviously, she says, "I can't publish this." And when I said, "What do you mean you can't publish this?" She basically says that this is too controversial. It would cause too much of a outcry to publish this. It wasn't that, wait a second, where's this data from? Can you validate it? Because the data was very valid. But she said she can't publish it because it would create too much of an outcry. So it's pretty pathetic that when journalists won't report data because it would cause too much of an outcry.
Well, yeah, no, it doesn't support the worldview, if you will, of the pay handlers. Who's paying your bills, right? Of course, the mainstream media now is claiming that we're all Russian propagandists for Vladimir Putin. I don't know if you've heard this. But that's the argument. It's like the mainstream media got everything wrong about the election. They're wrong, they're lying, or just they're so lazy they can't figure out what's real. And those that did and do and report on it, The only thing the Washington Post and others could do is use an anonymous source to claim that we're all inadvertently or purposefully working for Vladimir Putin. And I know that guy's got some money, but he hasn't thrown any our way.
Well, you know, it's interesting that about 4 years ago, if I remember, it was about 4 years ago that you and I had a discussion about the RT, Russia Times.
Russia Today, yes.
Russia Today, right. And we were talking about how some of the stories that they would cover on those particular on that particular news station, they were remarkable stories in the sense that they were talking about political issues that up to this point in time have not been addressed by mainstream media, such as the what happened with Libya and when Gaddafi had testified or talked in front of the United Nations about the gold standard and referred to the U.S. dollar as a petrodollar and how they should go in the gold standard and how mainstream media never talked about that at all. And then, of course, afterwards, when a few months afterwards, when he wouldn't back down and the entire African Union was looking at what Gaddafi had said, we go in there under whatever pretense and collapse the country. But in all honesty, the reason it was because that was a threat to the U.S. economy because of the reluctance of them to stay on the petrodollar, as he referred to it as.
Correct.
But yeah. If it was to do with really our outrage at his human rights violations or whatever else we said that he was doing, then why didn't we go in there 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Mm-hmm. Why didn't we do it then?
No, you're exactly right. And the thing is, though, this is argued now that because it may benefit Russia in the world, that we're willing or are unwilling dupes. It's like, no, you know, the First Amendment, the media, the press was designed to hold the feet to the fire of anybody who would, you know, be pushing a false narrative. To keep, you know, of course, we could say we have a bias that would be pro-American because we love liberty and we love what this country stands for. Not to say that it doesn't make mistakes or there aren't bad things. I think a real patriot would acknowledge that. But the reality is it isn't about Russia. It's about us. It's about the country we want to live in. It's about the government we want representing us. And that's what's coming out now. And we're learning that the scandals go really, really deeper and way uglier because we ask the questions like, how could people damage children knowingly this way? Because Biden can't say he didn't know because he's given this report on vaccine injury and payouts every year, the president of the Senate, which is the vice president of the United States. How could he stomach for one day longer not calling congressional hearings and saying to the CDC, what the hell is going on here? Well, then you start looking at the other scandals coming out about pedophilia rings at the highest level of government, the highest level of corporations, the highest level of media. And you begin to see a pattern here that they use and abuse and even sacrifice children. And it's a hard thing for people to hear, but look at it. Even if you don't believe the whole pedophilia thing that is coming out, the fact that they would do it with vaccines should tell you all they care, all they say, all they really believe about the sanctity of human life, especially children's lives.
Yeah, with this Russia component and trying to say that Russia has been hacking into the elections and Russia is doing this, Russia isn't doing that, and they're all pawns of the Russian government, then technically speaking, they could actually say the same thing about you and I because we've been talking about how Russia Times has been reporting the truth and how our own mainstream media has not been. And so theoretically, you said you hadn't received a single dollar from Russia, right?
No, I'm kind of bummed about that. If we have been unwilling, unknowing, being used by Russia and Putin, come on, send us some money then. Give us some rubles.
Well, I was kind of trying to think about this because I was trying to see, do we have any patients from Russia? And actually, that's the one country we don't have any patients from that I know of, at least.
How interesting.
So, yeah, I've got some patients that are Russian, but not that are
not from
Russia.
Russia
now.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, it's obviously silly. And I think that people are Glenn Greenwald, of course, and the things that we've, you know, covered over the years here with WikiLeaks and things. This is not from Russia. The fact that Russia might benefit by, you know, weakening the global, you know, invasion of our, you know, our government everywhere around the world, you know, to me, that's secondary to the, how would I say it? I mean, I'm an idealist. I acknowledge that. But, you know, if I want to have an impact on the globe, it's because of being an example for others to emulate, as opposed to doing it at the force of a gun or the threat of being bombed. I think that's an important distinction to make.
Yeah, I think that is an important distinction to make. I think that in time, the the truth will be known. My dad used to say all the time that the one thing about the truth is it will always sustain itself, whether it takes a week, a month, a year, you know, a decade, 100 right. years. It'll always be sustained. So I think history will have the eventual outcome. It'll be known, and maybe after we're no longer here. But the point is that I think that at least with the aspect of medical science is concerned and how we treat people, I think, in my opinion, based upon the history of medicine, that this time will be known as one of the most barbaric in the history of mankind because of some of the things we knowingly know now, that, for example, you know, how toxic radiation is, how toxic chemotherapy is, and then under pretense of trying to help people get better, we give them this toxic substance, which anybody with any logical thought process would say, wait a second, if this is toxic and cancer is because of toxicity, then why would you give somebody something more toxic? It doesn't make any sense. And it's so evident, it's so right in front of you, like you said, that Biden gets this information, it's plainly in sight, hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
This is so intuitively obvious, and yet it's this boggles your mind. How can people continue doing this? Vaccines is just the one basic thing, and then you look at chemotherapy, and you look at radiation yeah. therapy, and you look at the intervention of pharmaceutical therapeutics. All of this just defies logic.
No, and then we recognize you step back, and this is the shocking moment where you begin to look at all the authorities, all the authoritarians that are in the power structure as it exists today that dominate are involved in death cult activities.
Yep.
Let that sink in. Because as much as we would argue for your freedom to choose, for instance, you want to go chemo, that's your choice. Now, we're not going to argue for the choice of abusing children. Hell no. And that's why we would say put a moratorium on vaccines today as they're being conducted and introduced into children, especially who have no ability to give informed consent because their parents are not being given information because the doctors don't have the information, or if they do, they're not looking into it at all because their fear of loss of their license. So I think you could make a strong argument to stop all vaccinations right now, especially when you see a 1,000% increase or 12-fold year over year just on the flu shot alone. And in California, they argue, Richard Pan, the pediatrician, Dickie Pan, who says we're going to get this SB 277 to force everybody to get these shots if they want to go to school, public or private. And he threatens the other legislators in California to say, you know what, if there's an outbreak and you voted against this, it's going to be on you. Well, now what, yeah. Dickie Pan? Now that we know 1,000% increase in annual rate of injury, the flu shot? Yeah, it should be on him. Who's going to take it back to Dickie Pan? All right, it's Advanced Medicine here. If you didn't know that already, Dr. Rasha Buttar is available, drbuttar.com, linked up in the show notes. We got a lot of news stories to cover, too, in addition to what we just opened with. If you'd like to call us, try it now, 866-939-2355. Back with more of Advanced Medicine. And if you ever miss a show, medicalrewind.com. Go there.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, we are offering special discounts, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stranglehold. Speaking of stranglehold, mainstream media strangling themselves to death, claiming that we're all part of the Russian propaganda machine. And Dr. Raj Batar is here with us, Advanced Medicine. We're just talking about the revelations about the payouts from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Court. And, you know, I mentioned the 1,000% increase year over year. And you think about how many years sometimes it takes to get these things to be, quote unquote, adjudicated, not that that's the right word. We're still seeing tip of the iceberg in terms of the increase in real numbers and payouts to injury due to vaccine. So what is that point, Dr. Batar, if a thousandfold increase in payouts is not enough?
Well, here's the thing. First question is, does a payout equate to injury? And the answer is only a minuscule amount of injury is going to result in a payout, because a lot of people don't even file claims. They're just too busy dealing with the aftermath of the trauma of what's happened to the child. So just by seeing this 11-fold to 12-fold increase from 5 million to 60 million in payout, that's not a direct linear correlation with the level of incidences occurring. So it's probably exponentially higher.
Yes.
It's certainly not lower. We know it's not lower. It can't be lower, but it has to be higher. That's one part. But here, you made an interesting point. You said that the mere fact that this has gone up by an 11-fold increase, a 10-fold increase, you know, 1,000% or
1,500%. Just year over year from this measurement that we're now learning about.
Exactly. You said that mere fact should be enough to warrant cessation of all vaccinations in children. Okay?
Yes.
Now, my response to that would be, would not the fundamental understanding of how physiology works and the fact that a child's physiology is incapable of eliminating certain toxicities until they're a year old, and the fact that a child's immune system cannot be primed like an adult's immune system or an adolescent's immune system, i.e. the body's inability to make antibodies, that, and this is across the board in all species, that's why babies are dependent on the maternal milk for immunity, the IgM antibodies that come. That's the reason that a child is, or a small young of any animal species, is dependent on the mother's immune system for the first 6 months. Would that not fundamental a physiological factor that everybody knows and has known for 50, 60, 70 years, would that not be enough to cause a complete cessation of the vaccination program? And, of course, if that hasn't, that fundamental basic ABCs, you know, I got to pull down my pants before I take a crap type of logic.
Yep.
If that isn't enough, then, of course, this 1,000% increase is probably nothing. It's another.
Well, Dr. Bitar, I mean, you bring up a great point, but if I brought it up, you would say I'd be giving too much credit to doctors to figure this thing out, that it impacts the physiology this way, that the immune system doesn't even work the way they say the vaccinations would trigger it at a year old, at 6 months old, even at 2 years old.
I'm not even talking about the doctors. You know, I'm just talking about just anybody who understands physiology. So, you know, we know that doctors, by definition, don't understand physiology, because if they did, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
True. But maybe we can karate chop them and maybe have an impact there. Did you see this story about martial arts being dangerous for kids?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, my kid was a black belt at 10, and your kid, of course, doing incredible work. You've done in martial arts for years. I think there's a lot more dangerous things in the martial arts.
Yeah, how about vaccines?
Yeah, exactly. You want to talk about what's really dangerous? Why wasn't that on the list? As you know, these mainstream reports come out, or healthfinder.gov opens these things up and goes, really, is it dangerous? Well, sure. I mean, anything's potentially dangerous, but they say more injuries on the basketball court and the soccer field.
Without a doubt. So basketball is one of the most dangerous sports. More people get injured in basketball than they do in football. But by talking about martial arts can be hazardous to kids, and then reading through this, let's talk about the component of martial arts that is so crucial to brain development, as opposed to vaccination
right.
that cause deterioration in cognitive development. So, Robert, you know that there was something that we started called Smart Kids Move, and
yes.
it's still in the formulation phases. But what we have found is that certain types of development is directly correlated, as far as neurological development, I should say, is directly correlated to the level of activity. Now, when a child goes to school, generally, at least, the principals and the teachers and the counselors will tell the children that they have to be quiet, they have to just remain focused, and pay attention to class. And yet they find that it's the level of activity. And in fact, if learning is in conjunction with movement, there's an increase in cognitive performance. There's an improvement in academic performance, and test scores will reflect this. And if you start looking at martial arts, generally speaking, would you not, of all the events, all the athletic things that children are involved with, would you not say that athletics, in all athletics, that the most amount of focus is attributed to martial arts?
Well, absolutely, without a doubt. And the fact is, kids who are moving will learn better. Their brains will develop more. And it'll impact their lives positively for the rest of their lives. But vaccines do the exact opposite. We'll talk about that and more with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrett-Guerra, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you miss a show, hundreds and hundreds of hours available for your listening entertainment. Well, it's education, really. And sometimes it's funny, too. You can get them at medicalrewind.com as well as gcnlive.com or Syndicator and many other places. We were just talking about Smart Kids Move, and there's actually a great website I encourage you all to check out, smartkidsmove.org, smartkidsmove.org, Superdon sent it out. But we talk about martial arts, and you mentioned focus. Like, you know, where do you get the most focus in terms of physical training and how it impacts brain health, neurological health, emotional health, confidence? I mean, there's so much good there.
Right, and so if all the different athletic events and athletic activities that children can participate in, I think that most people would agree that the ultimate in focus and self-discipline would be associated with martial arts. And that's not to say that you don't have to have focus and self-discipline in other sports, but my point is that as a general rule, if you were to have a multiple-choice question with all the different athletic activities that children are involved with, which one would people say would require the most amount of self-discipline, what's associated historically and traditionally with the most amount of self-discipline focus, and that would have to be unequivocally martial arts. Would you not agree?
No, I agree. Absolutely.
Okay. So now we've got this ultimate in focus and self-discipline, which is what teachers desire when students come to their school, and yet martial arts is all about movement. It's throws and blocks and kicks and rolls and punches and this and that. It's constant movement. And so here you've got the ultimate in self-discipline and focus associated with a lot of different types of movement, and yet the desired outcome in classes where teachers want the child to be focused and have the self-discipline to learn, they try to tell the child to stop, to not move. And the studies, the science, clearly supports the fact that the more movement that's associated with educational activity, the better the retention, the higher the cognitive development, the better the academic performance.
Did we lose Dr. Bitar?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Uh-oh. Hey, Daniel, see if we can get him back on. Somebody said, get still, and it's like his signal went still. Super Don, did you ever do martial arts?
You know, I did very briefly, but I've been an enthusiast for years. I mean, ever since I was a kid. I mean, I was a huge Bruce Lee fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which was my introduction into the martial arts. And then, you know, just over time, I got very, very interested in the martial arts, the different types of martial arts, the origin. I did a school report on.
Hold on a second before you get into it. Daniel, yeah. Make sure you give Dr. Bitar a call. We need to get him back on as soon as possible. Something got disconnected there. But, yeah, so you were doing the Bruce Lee School of Martial Arts?
Yeah, and I did a school report on the feudal era of Japan, which was, you know, the birth of martial arts when you had the ruling class that took all of the weapons. All of the lower class weren't allowed to have swords or any of those things, so they had to develop weapons and techniques to be able to defend themselves and stuff. So it was something I was really, really interested in. And I dabbled a little bit in I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was like Taekwondo or something.
It's
something I've always had an interest in.
Well, listen, it's an amazing thing. And how, as I said, I go back to this point because we opened the show with sleeping. And Daniel, call Dr. Bitar. Get him on quick, please. I miss him already. Smart Kids Move program, smartkidsmove.org. We don't have a culture. You know, of course, we say it's exercise is good for kids, but then you limit their exercise. You tell them to sit still in class. They're not going to learn sitting still. Kids need movement. They need this movement for brain development, neurological nervous system development. It is super critical to everything that will benefit them later in life especially. But, you know, this is where we lose it because as adults, we're not moving. How few Americans have jobs where they're actually physically moving throughout the day, and by the end of the day, they're so exhausted, they don't have time to stay up and watch TV till midnight or watch and surf the web till midnight. They go to sleep because their bodies are tired, and then they get the best night's sleep every night, and they get up, and they're ready to go at it again. There's nothing wrong with that. There's everything right with that. And I think that's the point of the SmartKidsMove.org campaign, so everybody check it out. Daniel, have you got Dr. Bitar on the phone, on the line? Earth to Daniel, come in, please. Super Don, see if you can message Daniel.
I'll take care of it.
Please do. He might be taking a potty break or something. I don't know. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes, folks. It's amazing this doesn't happen more frequently, in fact. So we're going to cover a story about mammograms, interestingly enough. Talk about the physical body. You know, we want you to be able to move. We do. It's so important. We want you to be able to move. But how do you dodge ionizing radiation? And this story on healthfinder.gov is actually claiming that mammograms are beneficial all the way to age 90. Yes, Grandma, place your mammary glands in this. Let's basically nuke them. And, you know, it's just morally bankrupt, modern medicine. They promote this. And then they would attack anyone who claims apricot seeds, laetrile, vitamin B17, can actually target cancer cells, be selectively toxic to cancer cells, not your healthy cells, or that frankincense can treat cancer, right? The things that are written about in The Truth About Cancer by Dr. Well, I call him Doctor, but Dr. Batar's book is The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And I was thinking of Ty Bollinger's The Truth About Cancer. It's amazing. There's so much information out there. And I want to welcome so many of our new listeners, too, from The Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, which just played again over the weekend. Another interesting story here about flu, influenza. One of the arguments that they say we need to give flu shots to pregnant women. One of the things they're actually trying to claim is that if women get the flu while they're pregnant, that somehow this increases the risk for autism in their offspring, in their children. Hey, Dr. Batar, sorry about that. I don't know what happened, sunspots or something, but glad you're back.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess you heard the last part that I said, and I'm sure you went on. So bring me up to speed. Where are we at?
Well, I just raced through the movement, helped them to understand the cognitive development, everything about the brain and nervous system. We don't need kids to sit still during the day. They need movement in order to learn and develop their nervous system.
That's exactly right. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And then from there, I said, you know, we want grandma to be able to dodge ionizing radiation scans of her mammary glands. But I don't think any grandma on the planet is fast enough. So they have to be smart enough to say, Doc, no thanks. Don't point that at my boobies.
Yep, you're right, Robert. And this actually brings up the other components of some of the other stories, not only the mammogram aspect as far as its benefits or lack thereof, but also some of the other treatments that have been discussed about cancer in the recent media.
Well, vitamin B17, laetrile, has always been attacked by the mainstream media, right? They say it's toxic, but we know it's selectively toxic to cancer cells. We also know frankincense, these essential oils have impact on cancer. I mean, all of these things are known to some in the community, but the same media that says we're all part of the Russian mafia or something is the media that says there's no cures for cancer unless it comes through the American Cancer Society. And yet if they ever acknowledged a true cure for cancer, they would have to disband immediately, which tells you all about their motivation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And their agendas are always suspect, so we have to talk about what is their motivation and why would they want to put some of this information or denigrate some of this information. For example, apricot seeds or B17 laetrile. I mean, how can you patent that? You obviously can't. You can't patent anything natural. So they can't patent the seed from fruit, and so they will demonize it. Now, we used to use it IV. I haven't used it in years. It just seemed like it wasn't as effective. And I think that's because in the last 20 years, the types of cancers have changed because there's more toxicities, more various types of toxicities that have caused this unraveling in the immune system that renders the person susceptible to cancer. So, but certainly to take it orally, there's nothing. How can taking any kind of seed be detrimental? If God made it, it's good by definition. You can't say that God made it, it's bad, but, you know, if man made it, it's good. I mean, that's ridiculous. God made the system able to deal with whatever is on this planet. So fruits, trees, you know, animals,
right,
whatever it is, our bodies can handle it. To say that laetrile, to say that anything that's naturally occurring is detrimental, certain things can be poisonous, yes, but to attribute a seed to have a detrimental effect to the body and then talk about promoting a certain type of chemical that is supposed to negate something like cancer. Again, this comes back to the same logic we were talking about, the vaccination that supersedes physiology, and yet we still keep on pushing it. And then
right. It's
1,000% increase in payouts, and they're still trying to say that it's not a big deal.
Sure. Well, and we know the poison is in the dose. You know, anything to excess can be problematic, but finding it the right way, the right form, in the right amount, the right delivery, all of these things, are beneficial, and including the apricot kernels, as I say, or the seeds, and the laetrile, or frankincense essential oils. And yet, again, the thing that is so toxic, you know, they're arguing against the toxicity of a seed that God created, yet they're poisoning you with mustard gas from World War I and saying, well, that's science. That's scientific.
That's one of the problems where these definitions come into play, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have logical fallacies, and we have Super Don. He's the logical fallacy guy pointing these things out all of the time when you know, they argue for safety or efficacy. Yet the standards that they lay out, they don't even acknowledge, or when you do point that out, that there's no safety or efficacy studies for vaccines in reality, suddenly it becomes, oh, it's epidemiological and it's anecdotal. And then it's okay for them to say that, but not anybody else.
And then the opposite end, too, when you start talking about the need to do safety studies where they make the association that consumption of high sugar has been shown to cause obesity in some of these moments of dud that we've had. You know, and then they do absurd studies on the opposite spectrum that people go, what? You actually spending money on doing studies like this?
Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with, folks. That's why you listen to Advanced Medicine each and every week. And when you miss a show, you can go to the archives. We have them linked up on SoundCloud as well as GCNLive.com and, of course, MedicalRewind.com. Now, there's a lot of things that we can do to help you. It's not Dr. Batar doing it for you or RSB doing it for you. It's about giving you the tools so that you can go out and discern what is appropriate for you or work with someone who is trained appropriately. And we want to support you in those efforts. And that's why we're going to come back from this break coming up, and we're going to talk about something you never hear about, how to support the function of your spleen, as well as maybe get to early signs of liver damage before the doctors would ever detect it in an enzyme test. Okay, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We did mention smartkidsmove.org tonight. Check that out, as well as drbuttar.com, B-U-T-T-A-R.com, and his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, available on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Dr. Pitar, we've talked loads about liver over the years together, detoxification. Very few stories you ever see anywhere in the media about the spleen, unless somebody gets in a car accident and has to have their spleen removed. I think there's a bit of a mystery about the spleen and what it does and how to support it.
I think there probably is. It's one of those organs that people don't think about until issues of immune system come up.
Yeah, well, exactly. It is related to immune function. And, you know, when I work with the drainage concept in homeopathy, you know, one of the things we looked at in formulating is utilizing liver, kidney, spleen, and colon. That seems to be related. Of course, kidneys too, but you know, obviously there must be something associated with detox as well as immunity.
Absolutely. Spleen is one of those organs. When people say, oh, well, I had my spleen removed, you know, the all the alarms in my head go off. That it's almost like I think it's probably just because you can survive without a spleen doesn't mean that that's the optimum way of surviving. The spleen has so many roles. And, you know, one of the things that, Robert, that we've done in medicine, we remove these systems, we remove these organs out of our body. Like, for example, the prostate. We remove the prostate if somebody has benign prostatic hypertrophy or prostate cancer, but or remove the uterus because somebody's having too many bleeding episodes or they've got, fibroids or whatever the case is. But
right.
The implications in the system offered by removing these organs, it's devastating. And we just don't understand the implications, long-term implications of removing these organs. And the spleen falls into one of those categories. Spleen is very much so essential for life. And at certain parts of your development, if the spleen isn't there, I don't think the person could survive. If they are going to survive, they're going to have a very difficult time surviving.
Yeah, those practitioners of Chinese medicine, they'll always talk about spleen energy, digestive fire, I've heard, and, you know, acupuncturists know. But, again, Western medicine, they mention the spleen only if they have to take it out after a traffic accident. I'm telling you, that's the only time you ever hear about it.
Yep, that's true. And it's interesting, too, that in this article, the suggestions that they make, these suggestions are not just good for the spleen. They're good suggestions overall in all aspects of life, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting going into winter, you know, saying avoiding cold foods. I mean, there are people that are raw foodists that get a religious fanaticism about that. But I think, you know, there are times where you need warm cooked food, you know, and you know, there's other avoid sugar and excess fat. We don't avoid fat here per se, but there are certain fats that may not be beneficial to you. Certainly, look at that. They talk about erratic eating patterns, eating more whole grains. Remember to unwind. I mean, these are basic concepts that will help anything.
What does this mean by pulses? It says eat moderate quantities of cereals and pulses. What does that mean?
I think it's a regards to certain types of food. It's not, again, this is an interesting article because I think it kind of goes east and west, whoever must have written this, because it's utilizing language like that. It doesn't mean like the pulse on, you know, on your arm when you take your pulse. So it's a little different in that regard. Now there's another story. Go ahead.
It just talks about, it says cereals and pulses. That's why it didn't make any sense because it seemed like it was a type of food. I didn't know what that was. So
yeah. Now, there are early signs of liver damage that everyone should know. That's something that we have talked about a little bit over the years. But, you know, when I first learned, is my homeopathic mentor said to me, your liver's congested. I'm like, dude, I just met you. How do you know that? And it's like the sensitivity to see that just by meeting somebody versus going to a medical doctor and you could have everything but hepatitis C and they say your liver's fine. Oh, wait, no, I detect an elevated enzyme of some kind. And that could be years further down the road than what we call congestion of the liver.
Yeah, and these signs that they're talking about in here, actually, this isn't anything new. This is pretty much conventional medicine recognizes these, and we talk about this. These are signs of jaundice. So they've got the, you know, change of color, of course, the yellow tint, the itching, easy frequent bruising, swelling. Then there's other aspects, too. Icteria is basically the conjunctiva of the eye. The white of the eye starts to have a yellow tint to it. This itching thing is a very, very, very interesting component. So if you itch all the time, that is also a sign, besides a sign of healing, it's also a sign that there's something going on with the liver. So these are not, these were things that I was taught in traditional medicine. So I don't think there's anything unique about this part of the article unless I'm missing something that you wanted to bring up.
No, you know, I think what we would go to is fatigue, poor digestion, right? The basic headache. These are signs that you have liver congestion that are not acknowledged in Western medicine typically.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Congestion is not. That's true.
Yeah. So,
although,
I mean, that...
Go ahead. Stagnation, although when the liver is being congested, that is one of the things to think about there is stagnation. But I understand what you mean, though.
Yep. Well, and we talk about movement again. Everybody check out smartkidsmove.org. You get a lot of good stuff there. There's some great things happening. Dr. Batar kicking advanced medicine to another level each and every week here with us. Appreciate you so much, my friend.
Same here, Robert. I appreciate you, too.
Yep, and I would only ask you to tell them one more thing.
Well, that the unequivocal power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.